The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Welcome back to Q Who. This is episode 210. I already actually recorded the bulk of this episode, but I had to go back and re-record an opening because of some breaking news, of course, which everybody should know by now. We finally have an announcement for the next Doctor Who the Collection box set, which is the box set of Blu-rays. Season 2 is coming out, and I could not be more thrilled. I was over the moon when I saw this announced on Twitter by Chris Chapman yesterday morning, or afternoon, early afternoon. And I was just so thrilled to bits to see that announcement and then to watch the trailer that they created with Maureen O'Brien. It brought a tear to my eye, I have to admit. It was beautiful and wonderful to see her playing the character again after 60 years and just getting kind of a confirmation of something I've always wondered about over the years. Because after the Mythmakers and seeing her being left behind, or choosing to stay behind, I should say, in the times of the Trojan War, and wondering, you know, might she have regretted that, you know, a few months down the line or something, and then just be stuck in the past without any chance of the Doctor or anyone coming along to rescue her. But to find out she had a long and happy life and children and grandchildren and all that kind of stuff in that mini episode that they created was very heartwarming, and it makes you feel kind of good for the character to know that she had a happy, fulfilled life in the past. You know, for her, that's the distant past because she came from the future. She was from the, you know, the far future of Earth. I don't know what year she came from, like the 30th century or something like that, I think somebody said. But, it was, I always kind of wondered about that. You know, would somebody regret a decision like that? And was Vicky okay? And we never knew, you know, we never got to find out. And even though these little mini episodes that they're doing for the box sets are not necessarily canon or anything, they do give you a little possible glimpse into what, you know, what transpired after these companions left the Doctor. That tends to be the theme of these trailers, the mini episode trailers that they're doing for these box sets. And so I really appreciate the fact that they're bringing companions back to give us some closure for their characters. A lot of the times we don't necessarily get, like, you know, we never got closure for Ace. We never got to see her departure. We don't know what happened to her. Yes, she's going to be in the Centenary special later in the year, so maybe we'll get a little more information. But they did a trailer for one of the box sets. I can't remember if it was 24 or 26. It probably was 26, where we got to see Ace later on in life, and that she was okay. And so, yeah, it's cool that they do those kinds of things. So I really like that and appreciate that they give us some closure for these characters, and we get to follow up with them after all these years. So that is very cool. And the box set looks wonderful. I'm really looking forward to it. I have pre-ordered mine. from Amazon.co.uk. And it's supposed to be coming out in November. I read somewhere they haven't given an official release date yet. But supposedly it's coming out in December in the UK. And then the American version is supposed to follow a month later in December, which I don't know about those dates. Usually here in America, we get them about 3, 4, 5 months after they're released in the UK. And of course, we get a very standard box set. And that's what we'll get this time. Called, of course, William Hartnell, The Complete Second Season, which that'll kind of work because it really is the second season. So there's nothing too odd about that. we'll get it here. But according to what I saw on one of the Doctor Who websites, it's coming out over here just a month after it gets released in the UK. Again, we don't know for certain. I don't think that's official by any means. And, of course, we know that sometimes these box sets get delayed. Like season 22 got delayed for a month or two back in the spring. It was, I think originally they thought it was going to come out around March or April, and it didn't come out until June. And season 17 was delayed a couple of weeks, I believe, from when it was originally supposed to be released. So it does happen. So hopefully there's no delays on this, and it actually does come out in November. Hopefully they've got that right in the UK. And, of course, I pre-ordered my UK version, the collection box set limited edition version, which the pre-orders are selling out fast. If you want season 2, especially in the limited edition box set, UK edition, you better grab them now from Amazon.co.uk. As of this recording, it's still available, but it may not last long. It may not even last until I release this episode of Q Who. Who knows? But, at any rate, It does look fantastic. I can't wait to get it and review it. Of course, many of you probably know William Hartnell is my doctor. He is my favorite doctor. And season 2 is a fantastic season. I watched it recently. So I will be looking at that soon here on Q Who. In the next episode, I'll be looking at season 1 of my watch through of the series, and my listen through of the audiobooks. That will be coming up in the very next episode of this one. I actually recorded the whole thing together, this episode and the next one in one, because I was originally just going to do a review for Dalek's Invasion of 2150 AD, the 4K steelbook release, which I finally got in a working order. I finally got one that works. And I'm going to be reviewing that here in just a couple of minutes for you. And I had actually recorded that review alongside my look at season 1 of Doctor Who, but I'm going to break that up because it ran quite long. And so I'm going to break that up, and it will be two separate episodes. This episode where I'm talking about this, and also reviewing Dalek's Invasion Earth 2150 AD, the Peter Cushing film, on 4K steelbook. So I will be reviewing that in this episode, and then next episode that you'll get in I don't know how many days' time, but shortly, in less than a week, you will get to hear my discussion on my watch through of season 1. So it was very timely to get the news about season 2 when I'm getting ready to record my watch-through review of season 2. So, I also mentioned in that I was waiting for The Reign of Terror audiobook on CD. That finally arrived yesterday, so I will finally get a chance to listen to that over the course of the next week or so, and I'll be reviewing that in episode, see, this is 10, 11 will be my watch through for season 1, so episode 12 of Q Who, I should be reviewing the Reign of Terror audio CD, read by Jamie Glover. So, yeah, that's going to be very exciting. I've been looking forward to hearing this audiobook for a while. Reign of Terror, I really like the Reign of Terror. I can't say it's one of my absolute favorite William Hartnell stories, but I do quite enjoy the story. I think it's a good story, and I love the animation. And we'll talk about that, of course, in the next episode when I talk about my watch through of season one. So for now, though, that's that for this, and we will get on to my review of Dalek's Invasion Earth 2150 AD in just a moment. I'm also going to be looking at the Doctor Who movie Dalek's Invasion Earth 2150 AD with Peter Cushing. That finally came in. The steelbook finally came in, and it actually works this time, because my first one that I got wouldn't play. I think I mentioned that in either the last Q Who or the one before, that I had actually pre-ordered it. I had received it, but the 4K disc would not play. I mean, it would come up, the menus would come up, and you would get a nice, you know, the background artwork, but there were no options. There were no options at all to play the movie or the extra features or any of that. It was just the artwork. But this one, I can happily say, works. The one that I received, the replacement that I received, that they kindly sent me at no extra charge. And but they told me to keep the original, so I have a steelbook that doesn't play. Of course, in the steelbook, there's a 4K disc and there's a Blu-ray disc. I don't know if the Blu-ray disc plays or not, because the Blu-ray disc, for some reason, in these sets, are region locked, and it's the new encoding, so it won't play in my region-free Blu-ray player because it's a few years old. And apparently they've updated the encoding over the last couple of years. And so the newest UK discs with that new encoding won't play in a non-updated region, multi-region Blu-ray player. So, maybe somebody out there has got a up-to-date multi-region Blu-ray player and can play that disc. Or, of course, if you own a region B Blu-ray player, a UK version, I'm sure you can play it. So I might put that up as a giveaway at some point for a contest or something. If anyone out there is interested in owning the steel book with the 4K disc that doesn't work, but the Blu-ray disc that hopefully does, I have no way of testing it, but at least you'd have the steel book if that's all you're interested in, is having a steel book to have it up on your shelf. So, but anyway, I digress, and I will get on with the review of that. And I really enjoyed that film. I've always liked the second one better than the first. I know a lot of people like the first one better than the second one for whatever reason. Everybody has their reasons. Everybody has their preferences. While I enjoy Doctor Who and the Daleks, Daleks Invasion Earth 2150 AD, it kind of moves at a nicer pace. It has some nice pacing, a bit of action, a bit of comedy. Some of it is slapstick comedy and might not necessarily fit in with the rest of it. But as, the type of movie goes, it's a fun romp. Of course, it's based on the TV serial, The Dalek Invasion of Earth. And it's only about an hour and 30 minutes. Somewhere in there, it's basically like watching a four-parter put together as a movie. So there's a lot of material that they expedited, and there's a lot of stuff in there that they didn't have to do, because Susan in the films is
you know, he's only like 11 or 12 years old. So she doesn't fall in love with David Campbell and stay behind like she does in the TV serial. David Campbell in the TV serial, they've kind of paired him with the doctor. And so he's kind of helping the doctor out. They don't have the character of Jenny, who they paired up in the TV serial with Barbara. So instead, since we don't have a Barbara character, we have Louise, which is supposed to be the doctor's niece. She's there, but she and Bernard Cribbins' character, Tom, are pretty much thrust together, at least off and on in the film. And they go one direction. And then Susan gets looked after by the character of Wyler, I believe is what he's called in the movie, whereas in the serial he was called Tyler. So I don't know why the change was made, but he seems like he's a fairly different character. So yeah, there were some changes along the way. They made quite a few changes, more major changes to this one than they did with Doctor and the Daleks. Doctor and the Daleks was a lot closer to the TV serial. Obviously, way cut down there as well. Because that one wasn't even an hour and a half, as I recall. So you took a seven-parter and turned it into basically a three-part omnibus. And then with this one, you took a six-parter and turned it into a four-parter. And so, yeah, the players are a little different. There's some characters that aren't in it that were in the serial, but it doesn't hurt it. It moves along at a pretty good pace. It's paced up really well. I enjoy the film for what it is. I like the TV serial better, but obviously the effects are better in the film. There were some really nice effects. I love the design of the Dalek spaceship in the film. That it was a really cool design. So they, and the Robo-Man, I like the Robo-Man a lot better. They've got like sleek leather outfits and a helmet and all that, whereas in the TV serial it was just like a mechanical crown that they kind of wore that controlled their minds. And actually spoke in the serial, and I don't think they spoke in the film. I don't think the Robo-Men had any. There might have been maybe one in there somewhere that spoke briefly, but I don't think so. I don't remember. And I just watched it a couple of nights ago. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it, and the 4K print looked great, of course. So it was nice to see it remastered for 4K. There are a couple of new special features on the disc, which were nice to see. There's a nice little interview with Bernard Cribbins, reflecting on his time working on the film. And of course, we know he was a class act, and we recently lost him at the age of 93. But it was interesting to see him in his mid 30s playing in the Doctor Who movie. So, yeah, it was. It's a fun. It's a good package. You know, it's a good package. I just bought the steelbook. There's of course a special limited edition package out there. It's got posters and a coin and booklets and photos and photo cards, all this kind of stuff, just a lot of stuff. I didn't opt to go for that because it's about $20 more than paying for just the steelbook. I couldn't justify the cost because it's about $65 or $70, and I just couldn't, you know, those limited edition boxes cost more than the classic series Blu-ray limited edition boxes that have been coming out with a whole season's worth of material. The material on the discs is the same. So I just went for the steelbook, and I like steelbooks, and I like the artwork on these, although I kind of think the artwork was a little too similar on this one to the Doctor Who and the Daleks one. I guess they were trying to go for uniformity, but yeah, it just kind of worked. I just kind of wish that they'd have had very different covers for each one. So, but you know, that's neither here nor there. It is a good set, and I give it 3 TARDISes out of 5. I think it was a worthwhile purchase. And so, yeah, if you don't own the Doctor Who movies in any other form, or you haven't bought them since the VHS days or whatever, or you just have the old DVDs, yeah, it's worth an upgrade. It's worth an upgrade. There's a little bit of new material here, and there's, you know, it's all been remastered for 4K. If you care about 4K, if you have a 4K player and a 4K TV, then I would suggest picking them up, both of those, because I think they're well worth the money. And they go for about $30-$35, something like that, a piece for the steelbooks. So, yeah, they're worthwhile. They're worthwhile. And you know, it's a nice bit of nostalgia, and it's a different way to watch those two stories. So, and Peter Cushing makes a pretty good Doctor. I really enjoyed his take on it. It's not the first Doctor. He's not trying to impersonate William Hartnell in any way. He puts his own spin on it. Kind of the lovable old grandfather, eccentric scientist kind of character. And he does very well. So that is that. So yeah, I think that was pretty good. Okay, I hope you enjoyed this episode of me rambling on about the season 2 box set. I'd love to talk about that for another hour, but I won't. But we'll discuss it, of course, when I review it in a few months' time, when it finally comes out, and I cannot wait. yeah, I'm so thrilled with it. People were already complaining about it when it went, when they announced it, which is sad. The artwork, they said, oh, it doesn't look like William Hartnell. Well, it doesn't look perfectly like William Hartnell. It's not a perfect likeness, but it's still really good artwork. Lee Binding is a marvel. He's terrific. What a terrific artist. And I like the cover. Yeah, it's a little off, but I'm not going to complain about it, because I'm just thrilled to get this set. And I don't buy them for the cover art. You know, it's always a plus, but yeah, I don't buy them for that purpose. Yeah, people were already complaining about that, and about the fact that it's costing a few pounds more than the previous sets. And you got to realize it's a 9-disc set, which is the biggest set we've got so far. The 60s period, there were more episodes. There were like double the episodes that you got in the 70s. In the 70s, it only ran for about 6 months a year, whereas in the 60s, Doctor Who ran almost year round. So it's a lot more episodes. So it's a lot more material. So, yes, it's going to cost a little bit more, but it's so worth it, because the 60s are brilliant. So don't complain about it, people. Just appreciate that you're getting it. Anyway, I am wrapping up this episode. Hope you enjoyed my review of Daleks Invasion Earth 2150 AD. And I hope you enjoyed me rambling on about Season 2 coming out on Blu-ray. But next time we will talk about my Season 1 watch-through of the very first season of Doctor Who with William Hartnell. And that will be coming your way in just a few days. Thanks for listening, guys. As always, you know the drill. Please stay tuned.
You have been listening to a fan production for Dream Realm Enterprises. This is a not-for-profit program.